Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Love with LittleSchoolElite.com. Thank you for joining our show today. We hope that you enjoy it. We're going to talk about school basketball rankings and exposure on the internet. And so this message is for parents and players across the country from 8th grade to 1st grade. There's a lot of players out there flexing their muscles and practicing and trying to be better than they were yesterday. And so there's a reason why MSC is doing this show, and it's to promote players, to let you know that we promote players nationally and that we're the pioneers of it. And in the process of promoting players online, we've been written about by Wall Street Journal, New York Times, ESPN Magazine, Bleacher Report, Business Insider has contacted us, Sports Illustrated has contacted us. We've been written about by Yahoo News, Fox News, CBS, ABC, CNBC, and so many other media news outlets. And as far as camps, and I want to be very clear with whoever is tuning in or listening or whoever will check out this episode later on. We want to make sure that we're very smart and intellectual dealing with the kids 8th grade and under, whether you're a parent, a coach, a handler, a trainer, or even a player, because we're dealing with AAU. And AAU means Amateur Athletic Union. And as we all should know or may know, amateur means untalented, unskilled, or inept, clumsy, unpaid, stumbling. And so those are the labels we give our players when we say, hey, we got an AAU game, or my son is an AAU player. And so we have to be very careful about that word AAU. We'd rather you use the word elite dealing with kids 8th grade and under, because it has a lot to do with psychology, the words we use. So if you call the, you know, even if you say AAU, it still has the amateur effect or impact on the kid's mind. So sometimes the parent is, they try to be sneaky or tricky and say, hey, we got an AAU game. No, won't you tell that kid that you have an amateur athletic union game? Because if you say that, he'll question you and say, Mom or Dad, what do you mean by amateur? And then if he's smart, as the parent says the child is, he would know what amateur means, or he would go into a dictionary and look up the word and find out that it means untalented. And then he would question that parent on why is the parent lying to them and saying that they're talented and that they're skilled. And so that word amateur or AAU will cause a conflict. And the reason why when someone says AAU, it still sounds like amateur, because in the word amateur is the letters AAU, that acronym. So when you say AAU, you really mean amateur. And so when I speak, I would like for AAU people or anyone listening to respect us as elite. And so as far as camps, because I know a lot of people do camps, in 2011, we had the MSC NYC camp at Fordham University, which had over 350 kids and from 46 states. Let me say two or more kids were from 46 states, including the District of Columbia, Canada, and Puerto Rico. And so nowadays they have camps, but it's just about 12 to 15 or 20 states there, never 46 states. And this is important because our credibility has been and is being questioned, and it's okay because it's just competition, or it's a competitive market. And we also should note that we were the first to publish rankings for the class of 2015, 2016, 2017. And we are the creators of rankings. Now, the other sites out there, they don't have any record or documentation of rankings for class of 2015, nor 2016 or in 2017. They don't have those rankings on their website. Their sites start at 2018, class of 2018. And that class starts with Marvin Bagley, the top player on ESPN. We ranked Marvin Bagley from Arizona then number one in the sixth grade. And he stayed number one for sixth grade, seventh grade, and eighth grade on Middle School Elite. And then when he transitioned to high school, Paul Ben, Bacardi, and ESPN, they ranked Bagley number one in ninth grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, and 12th grade. So he's the only kid to ever be ranked that young and hold his number one rank for that long through middle school and high school. And he's most likely a one-and-done player, which means he'll do 1 year of college and go on to the NBA or somewhere professional, most likely the professional league. And so these things are important to understand, that if you're dealing with anyone else concerning rankings, it's good to know, and it may feel good to know that we taught them that they're using our blueprint, because they don't have the rankings for 2015, 2016, nor 2017. So we don't know what they were doing during those years, even though they have rankings now. And so we're the experts. We're not ultra-crepidarians here. We're not giving advice or criticizing players or talking about anything that's not in our grasp or that's not in our field. This is what we do. And so with that said, we have a very young player from the West Coast. We have his dad on the line, and this gentleman has two sons, one in the seventh grade and one in the first grade. And the way that he is training them is exceptional. Actually, it's amazing. And so the players are ambidextrous, which means they can use either hand equally with no problem. And so we have their extraordinary dad on the phone who's training them practically every day. And they're not only good on the court, they're also good off the court. And not only are the parents kind and mannerable, but, well, not only are the players that way, but the parents are wonderful people, and we're glad to have them in our corner. And so, who doesn't fall too far from the tree. And so we want to bring on the dad of one of the top players in the country, which is his first grade son. And I'll let the dad introduce him, and then the dad would introduce his seventh grade son and update us on what's going on in the AAU basketball world and also the camp scene. Hello, caller, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. How you doing today, Jerry?
Hey, I'm great. You're actually our guest. So,
Okay, sounds good.
Why won't you introduce yourself and tell us about your sons?
Hi, I am Robert Diaz II. Like you said, I have two sons. The first one is Robert Diaz III, seventh grader, and Robinson Wade Diaz. He is my first grader, my six-year-old.
Right. Okay. Now, you mentioned to me before the show started that your seventh grade son won a championship this past weekend playing with Rommel Lloyd.
Yes. Actually, Ramel Lloyd Jr. And Robert Diaz II. The third. I'm sorry. They've been playing together since five, and yeah, there's something to see. And yes, they did win this weekend, pretty big.
Okay, now, Robert, how tall is he?
At this time, Robert is 5'9".
Okay, 5'9". So he's now how is his point guard skills?
His point guard skills are actually really good, really really good. He's basically known as one of the top scorers in the country.
Okay, so he seems like, you know, he's up to par. And is it true that he's facilitating the floor or quarterbacking for Ramel? Is he the lead guard?
Actually, they both play floor general at times. It's really easy for us to obtain victories when you have two guys that can go. I mean, they both can run the floor, you know, be the general, or slip into a scoring role, or whatever we need, you know, for that particular game or tournament.
Sounds good. Now, let's talk a little bit about the first grader. What's his strength?
At this time, his strength is pretty much in the same form of the older boys. Ball handling is
Robinson.
Outstanding for, yeah, Robinson's ball handling is outstanding. His shot is just as good as anyone's at this age. I mean, if not better. His defense is really hard-nosed defender. Really a tough, tough kid because he's been following these two since he was born. He's been watching them and, you know, since
right.
he could even walk, or he's been around two great players. So it helped mold him and understand what it takes to be one of the best.
Wow. So now, how important is exposure to you or ranking? Because, you know, how do you feel about the exposure and the rankings for your son being a first grader? Is he too young? Or do you embrace the exposure at this age and at this stage of the recruiting process?
I totally embrace the exposure in all forms. They need to be able to make that name and be able to learn how to handle it and conduct themselves as professionals as early as possible.
Wow. Well said, well said. I hope that people are listening to what the brother is saying and what Mr. Diaz is saying. And I hope that you're listening as close as I am, because I'm understanding totally or completely what he's saying. I'm not missing a word. And if I didn't understand him, I would ask him to repeat himself. And so with this AAU mind state, this thinking, this amateur mind state, we could misunderstand or get confused when you have someone as intellectual as Mr. Diaz is. And so it's important that we get out of that amateurism lifestyle and we become elite. And once you become elite, then you're on a different level. You become superior. And so we want to thank Mr. Diaz for joining the show and speaking to us about his son. This show is actually 15 minutes, surprisingly. The next show will be longer. It would be 30 minutes. And so we have about 1 minute left. We hope that the listeners learned more about middle school basketball and middle school elite and learned the importance of exposure and rankings, and was able to hear from a father whose supportive of the Suns, and we hope that you learn about these two great players and that you go check them out online, that you Google them, and that you check them out, that you check them out on our website, middleschoolelite.com, and you can check us out on IG or Facebook and Twitter at Middle School Basketball. And so, Mr. Diaz, you can. Do you have anything else to say in closing?
In closing, I would just like to thank MSC and all the fathers and mothers out there working towards the same goal for their kids. I mean, it is basketball. I love the game. I myself and even Mr. Rock Lloyd, you know, we work real hard with our boys. I consider Ramel one of my sons also. You know, that's just how we come at the game, you know, as a family. And, you know, I'm proud to have these kids, and I'm proud to have them represented by MSC, and I thank you.
Thank you. Everyone, check out middleschoolelite.com. Take care.